The story of Arthur's mother's family, the Reeds, starts here in 1640 in terms of the written record. In that year, we find listed a William Reed, shepherd of Oughterard. His job, it seems, was that he was responsible for 300 sheep belonging to an English landlord, Sir Richard Percival, who had bought the land around here. When we look at the list of employees on Mr. Percival's estate, we find that William Reed is the lowest paid man at the bottom of the list. He was paid £2 a year and a diet, and presumably a lot of that diet included lamb. As you see, while you're climbing the hill, there are still a lot of sheep up here today. Then we have another William Reed, his son, who was the father of Arthur's mother, Elizabeth Reed. Then we have a third William Reed, who was born in 1683 and died in 1773. And so the line goes through the three William Reeds. The third William Reed was famous for dying aged 90, which was a huge age in those days. And although he was a poor shepherd, a poor tenant farmer, the fact that he lived to 90 meant that his death was reported in all the newspapers. When he died in 1773, the farm tenancy came to an end, but the Reeds continued to be buried at Oughterard, and there were continuing links between the Guinness family and the Reed family. Now we go back to the second William Reed, who we know had a license to sell ale and brew ale in 1690. And it's quite interesting because this is the first mention of brewing in the family. Also in 1690, we recall that there were a series of armies marching to and fro on the Dublin-Limerick road. And Farmer Reed obviously saw the opportunity to make money out of these thirsty soldiers and all their camp followers by setting up a table on the side of the road and selling jugs of ale that he had made at the back of his house. It was his daughter, Elizabeth, who was Arthur Guinness's mother. The family name Reed in Kildare is said to derive from Mulready, which in turn derives from the Gaelic Omwael Vrida, meaning a servant of St. Bridget. And it's interesting to note that the Reeds of Oughterard were living beside a church that was devoted to St. Bridget. This indicates that they could have been living here for hundreds of years, below the radar, and were acknowledging their favourite saint in their surname. The most famous Reeds were those who moved to Dublin, including Thomas Reed, a cutler, who set up a shop in Parliament Street in 1753. Although now closed, it survives on Parliament Street with its Victorian glass cases intact. Thomas invented the coaxer corkscrew for the wine industry, a clever addition to a plain corkscrew that helps extract the cork from the bottle without breaking it. The Reeds were also famous for making razors and swords in great number, and they continued in business from the 1730s to the 1940s. And now let's resume our final journey. We're probably following the route that Arthur's cortege would have taken in 1803 for his funeral, after a long journey of several hours from Dublin. We're going to climb the hill, and at the T-junction at the top of the hill, turn right. The churchyard is then about 300 metres along on the right, and there is a final information panel at the entrance.